This is the Pacifica National Board meeting of June 22nd, 2011. After some technical difficulties, we are coming live at 5:55 p.m. Pacific Time, 8:55 p.m. Eastern Time. Summer Reese, Chair, Bill Crozier, Vice Chair. And I'm going to go ahead and make an announcement about the secretary position prior to the call of the roll. We had a vacancy for secretary, and two of our colleagues generously stepped forward to volunteer for that. That was Heather Gray and Afia Wangaza. Subsequent to those nominations, Heather Gray was informed that she would be taking on additional responsibilities in her primary work of representing black farmers in their pursuit of justice with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and will be taking on a great deal of additional commitment this year. So she respectfully withdrew her candidacy. And because of that, we had only one candidate, Afia Wangaza, who has graciously accepted the position. And so we'd like to congratulate and welcome our new Secretary of the Board, Afia Wangaza. So thank you, Afia. And if you could please call the roll.
Ken Aaron.
Here.
Teresa Allen.
Present.
Jessica Apollinar has requested
to be excused.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Thank you.
Mia Bediaco.
Present.
Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Renee Bryce Laporte. Bill Crozier. Can't hear you,
here.
Renee.
Bill's here.
Kathy Davis. Thank you.
Here.
Heather Gray.
Here.
Campbell Johnson.
Present.
Isia Wangaza, present. Kimmery Orendoff. Can't hear you, Kimmery. Laura Previs.
Here.
Summer Reese.
Present.
Marcel Reed. Can't hear you, Marcel. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Dan Siegel.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Andrea Turner.
Present.
Arlene Engelhardt.
Arlene will not be joining us this evening. She is meeting with our FCC counsel, John Kriegler, to discuss matters pertaining to our station.
Lavarne, are you still here?
Yeah, I'm present, Lavarne. Thanks.
Ricardo and Anda?
Deanda.
Deanda, I'm sorry. No. Thank you.
No problem.
President. Ricardo?
President.
My apologies. And John Gary. John Gary, can't hear you, John. We have quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. And I'm sorry, do you have the total number just so I can keep track in my head in case people drop off the call? If you could just double-check what the total number of board members are, I would appreciate that. Thank you. And while you're doing that, everyone has received the agenda as prepared by Bill for us, and we had some discussion while we were waiting to get on the stream here. Is there any objection to approving the agenda in its present format, with the acknowledgement that there was an error on the Brazone motion in that the Reed amendment to include Monday as a meeting day was not actually included previously in that motion, so it'll have to be voted upon by the board. But otherwise,
Madam Chair?
Yes, Campbell?
Yes. I would like to add the proposed standing rules, and they're just about on their way out right as we speak. They were noticed at our last meeting.
If I may ask, because they weren't sent to me in time to include them in this agenda, if we could, rather than amending this agenda, since you're sending them now, if we could simply include them on the next agenda so that we can have discussion at that time after people have had a chance to review them.
People, Madam Chair.
Okay. This is Tracy with a point of order.
Thank you. Go ahead. Campbell, go ahead and finish, and then I'll take Tracy's point of order.
This has been proposed. These have been before the board, the national board, in January. George had, they were supposed to have been on the agenda previously through error. He did not include it at the particular meeting, and then we went into a series of meetings, executive sessions pertaining to litigation matters, and so they did not get addressed when I brought them up again, and they were distributed again to the entire board at our in-person meeting in Houston. It was referenced to the governance committee. The governance committee has not met. These are things that if we are taking seriously the audit report that we got from our auditor, I think that we should act on them very, you know, with dispatch, and they're just things that involve actions for the PNB to take in the future so that it can operate in a manner that would be consistent with our fiduciary responsibilities to our members and really to ourselves as well. So I would suggest that they be included. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Campbell. Let me take Tracy's point of order before I make any rulings. Go ahead, Tracy. And just as a reminder before you start, Tracy, folks, we can hear an ambulance in the background. Could everyone please, if you're not currently speaking, we've already called the roll, go ahead and press #1, and for the respect of your colleagues and the listening public, so that we can just hear each other. Thank you. Tracy? Tracy, I believe you're on mute.
It's okay. I'll pass.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I've got a point of order on Campbell's thing.
Okay. Ken Aaron, go ahead, please.
Whatever business occurred with the last board doesn't carry forward to this board, and as a member of this board, I haven't been noticed about this motion.
Okay.
They were distributed, pardon me, if they were distributed, I don't recall receiving it. I haven't yet received the email that Mr. Campbell sent out. And if they were referred to governance, but governance didn't meet, it doesn't mean they shouldn't be referred to committee and get that accomplished. If that was the finding of the board or the recommendation of the board to refer them to committee and the committee hasn't met, that's, you know, fine. Then they haven't been referred to committee. And I don't even know what the motions are, whether
okay.
I would support them or not. But I would like 7 days notice.
Okay, this is Tracy. Can I take my point of order back? I remember what it was now.
Please just let Ken finish first, please.
Yeah,
Thank you.
I would just like the courtesy of having an opportunity to review a motion if it's
you'll have that in second.
Substantial motion.
Thank you.
I
will be making a ruling in just a moment, but go ahead, Tracy, please, and then I'll go ahead and address this.
The point of order is that the committee in question, which I guess is the Governance Committee, is in fact meeting on the 29th of June prior to the next meeting of the Pacifica National Board. And if, in fact, these rules have been referred to that committee, I think proper procedure is to let that committee take them up, possibly as a first order of business. And I would recommend or move that the material in question be forwarded to the Governance Committee for their upcoming agenda.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Campbell, and then I'll go ahead and address this.
Yes. This is a matter that has grown out of the issues raised in our audit, and I think it should be given some serious consideration.
I object. This is not a point of order. Campbell is
arguing
the motion.
This is with regard to the order in which it's considered, and I think that's
not a point of. It's not
okay,
a point of parliamentary
okay,
procedure.
Okay, it's not a point of order, Campbell. Thank you, Ken. I'm going to go ahead and make a ruling here. Campbell, what happened with George is, again, before my tenure as chair, you haven't sent these to me to be included
it's
in any agenda.
Soon it'll be sent out
it doesn't matter. I don't have it
seconds.
Now. That doesn't make it appropriate to put it on this agenda. No one has had a chance to review it. This is exactly the type of stuff that requires us to spend half an hour on agenda approval rather than simply getting to the business, which is actually on the agenda, which would give us hope of addressing other things that people wish to put on the agenda. I'm more than happy to put anything on the agenda if it's actually sent to me and the secretary and, you know, the vice chair, but, you know, the people who put the agenda together in advance of the meeting so that it can be included on the agenda and people have an opportunity to read the item prior to having to think about it. So just putting it on the agenda now would be, in my opinion, inappropriate. The Governance Committee is meeting next week. They did have some difficulty getting together, but they do have a date scheduled. I would highly recommend that if it was referred to Governance that you please, since it has been such a delay of time between the time that you referred it there and the time that they are actually meeting, that you see to it that a copy of these standing rules are specifically brought to the attention. I believe the convener of Governance is Jessica Apollinar, but to the members of the Governance Committee, so that they give this its highest priority, and it can be put on the agenda, you know, for the meeting 2 weeks from now. Hopefully it'll come out of Governance, having been chewed on the 29th, sufficiently that people say, yes, these are important things, and I'll get something from the Governance Committee that says, we've passed this, please put it on the agenda, which is the preferred method of getting things on the agenda because it gives an opportunity for people to discuss at greater length the merits of proposals prior to them coming to the entire P&B. So I don't think it's appropriate to try and put it on the agenda. I still haven't received a copy of it.
We have a meeting, we should be just listening to. I mean, I was listening to Campbell, but, you know, now listening to you and just talking, you know, can we? So we have a meeting, or should we just kick out, or what
you
should
asking
we do?
Were you to be recognized, Rodrigo?
Huh?
Were you asking to be recognized?
Yeah. I mean, is anybody asking to be recognized? I see, like, you took over anybody, so and somebody comes in and talks, you know, too. I haven't heard anybody being asked to be recognized. You just, you know, jump in.
I'm the chair, Rodrigo. I'm speaking as the chair as to whether something
well,
is...
Well, I'm speaking as a member, too, you know.
Right,
so
and every other person... Every... Rodrigo, every other person says their name and asks to be recognized. They don't just start speaking. That's how it works. They say their name, and then I recognize them. I've done that with four people. So we're discussing whether or not I am putting Campbell's motions, which I still have not received, on the agenda. I'm ruling that I am not. I don't think that's appropriate.
Which,
it's a waste of everyone's time.
Which are from the audit committee.
If they're from the audit committee, someone should send me the motions prior to
Bill,
preparation of the agenda to be included on the agenda, not simply try to insert them when we're discussing approval of the agenda. That is dilatory and waste of the committee, of the entire board's time. It is not an appropriate way to conduct business. These things should come in advance so that they can be put on the agenda. And I will put anything on the agenda that comes appropriately beforehand so that it can be put on the agenda. Really, the agenda approval issues are, no, that's in the wrong order, that's incorrect, we already voted on that, and it shouldn't be there. Not just trying to insert things which have not been brought forth prior to the agenda preparation.
No point
for
of order.
Inclusion. Yes, Bill.
Campbell actually did send it on February 25th to address Ken's point. I see it in the email. But Tracy has a point of order is that Tracy has a motion on the floor that we need to deal with, which is to refer it to the Governance Committee.
Thank you. Well, I believe it was already referred to the Governance
That's
Committee.
That's already. This is just a dodge. Let me
no,
make
it's
a
not
statement.
A dodge. This is the. It's not a dodge at all, Campbell. I think what you're talking about is very important. I don't think it's an appropriate use of time
point
to say
of order,
I've sent it to
Ken,
you in the
of
middle
order,
of agenda approval. Move the agenda.
You should
so
see it in your inbox right now.
Okay, it has finally arrived. Thank you.
Ken, point of order?
Yes.
I call the agenda. We're getting into a discussion here, the merits of a bill or something. I just call the agenda.
Thank you.
In fact, I call the vote on it.
You call
the
vote
on approving the agenda.
Well, actually, Tracy has a motion to refer Campbell's standing rules to Governance.
I'll call the vote on that.
Please. Again.
Okay, so you're calling the vote on the motion. Thank you. All right. Go ahead, Afia. Could you please call the roll? So a yes vote will refer these standing rules, which no one has had the opportunity to review here, to the governance committee.
That's incorrect, Madam Chair.
I apologize. In January, they were distributed, and apparently in
February.
Okay. Well, it's been 4 months, so I think probably people's memories are not as sharp over what is contained in them. And I'm not in any way speaking to the merits of them. I'm sure they're meritorious, but could you please call the roll? A yes vote will refer this matter to governance, which is meeting next week, and for their perusal and discussion of this proposal. A no vote will mean that we go back to discussing it right now and the approval of the agenda. Thank you.
Ken, Aaron.
I vote to refer it to committee.
That's a yes vote. Thank you.
Teresa Allen. Teresa Allen.
I abstain. Teresa abstains.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Pass.
Nia Bediaco.
I know you guys are going to have a fit, but what are we voting on?
Referring Campbell Johnson's proposed standing rules to the governance committee, where apparently they had been referred before, and governance is, so it's just a referral to the governance committee to consider this.
So why are we voting on something? Why are we voting on a re-referral? This seems like a waste
Madam
of time.
Madam Chair, we're in the middle of a vote.
Campbell is objecting.
I object.
Campbell objected to, we're voting, though, so you can abstain, Nia, if you're not sure.
Or pass.
Or pass.
I pass.
Wesley Bethune.
Abstain.
Carolyn Burden.
I vote yes.
Lydia Brazon.
No.
Renee Bryce Laporte. Bill Crozier.
Pass.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Heather Gray. Can't hear you, Heather.
Heather Gray, yes.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson?
No.
Bidwan Gaza passes. Kimmery Orendoff?
Pass.
Laura Priebus?
Pass.
Marcel Reed? Can't hear you, Marcel. Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Dan Siegel.
No.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Andrea Turner. Can't hear you, Andrea. Andrea Turner. Laura Priebus.
I thought you already called me, but I said pass.
And how do you vote at this time?
I pass.
Yeah, you already passed. Yeah.
A pass simply means that you want to wait to cast your vote. If you are, it's yes, no, or abstain is the actual vote. When she comes back around to your name, it's because you've passed, and she's calling the people who have passed.
Yeah, I thought you would just do the whole. I'll vote no.
Kimmery Orendoff.
Abstain.
Sorry. Bill Crozier.
Abstain.
Nia Bediaco.
No.
Thea, this is Marcel. Did you hear my vote?
No, I didn't.
No.
Okay.
You still haven't called me, okay, Rodrigo?
And how do you vote?
No.
Okay, I think that's everybody except myself, and I'll abstain. No, I'll vote no. All right, so we have one.
I'm going to change my vote to a yes. It's Bill.
Closure changes to a yes. Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4 yeses. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 no's. And 1, 2, 3, 2 abstentions.
Okay. Are you sure about the yeses? I think there were more than four.
Yeah, I heard more than four myself, so I'm if you could read.
Okay, I have Ken. I have Ken Aaron, yes. I have Carolyn Burden, yes. I have Bill Crozier, yes. Ooh, yeah, you're right. Tracy Lisenberg, 4, yes. Alex Steinberg, 5, yes.
Kathy
so,
Davis.
Heather Gray.
Kathy Davis and Heather Gray.
Okay, let me do this again. Let me just go down the roll again. Ken Aaron, yes. Teresa Allen, abstained. Jessica Apollinar is absent. Rodrigo Argueta is no. Mia Bellaco is no. Wesley Bethune abstained. Carolyn Burden is a yes. Lydia Brazone is a no. Renee Bryce Laporte is absent. Bill Crozier is a yes. Kathy Davis is a yes. Heather Gray is a yes. Campbell Johnson is a no. Ifia Wangaza is a no. Kimmery Orendoff, abstained. Laura Priebus is a no. Summer Reese did not vote. Marcel Reed voted no. Tracy Rosenberg voted yes. Dan Siegel voted no. Alex Steinberg voted yes, and Andrea Turner did not respond. Is that correct?
And I believe that's 7 yeses.
7 yeses, and were there 7 no's? Or
it was 9 no's.
How many?
I think it was 9 no's.
9 no's, 7 yeses. Thank you.
Summer, this is Dan Siegel.
Yes, Dan.
I would make a motion that we consider the rules changes at our next regular meeting.
Thank you. I believe he asked to have it put under unfinished business at the next meeting. So I think since it failed to go into committee, that is probably appropriate if there's a... So that would be at the next meeting, though. So I'll take that as your motion. Is there a second to Dan's motion to consider this at the put this on the agenda for the next meeting?
A point of order, Summer, point of order. This is Nia.
Go ahead, Nia.
I don't understand your ruling that it becomes unfinished business, but we never took it up according to you earlier.
Well, I'm saying that's what Campbell asked, to have it put under unfinished business, that he has raised this
tonight.
Previously, and that it was not tonight you want it under. Well, you know, some of this arguing is purely ephemeral, you know, because we aren't getting to unfinished business tonight. We've just spent 20 minutes discussing this. Campbell, Mr. Spiegel has proposed putting it on the agenda for next meeting. Is there a second to that? There's a motion.
Point of information.
Sure.
If this goes on the agenda at the next meeting, does it go on under new business or
well,
unfinished
it's not coming
business?
Out of a committee, so...
It had come out of the committee.
No. Okay, it has not been presented.
Not carried over.
It has not carried over from a committee. It would go under new business, I presume, so.
Point of order.
No.
Point of order, this is Alex.
Please, Alex, go ahead.
We're not supposed to be discussing what goes on the agenda at the next meeting. We're only supposed to be discussing what should be on the agenda at this meeting. So I move that we proceed and finish the vote on the agenda.
Are you calling the question on agenda approval?
Yes.
Okay. The agenda does not include this item, so calling the vote on the agenda means that it will be voted on without this item because this isn't part of the agenda. And obviously...
Madam Chair?
Yes?
Then what was the vote about that we just took?
About referring it to the Governance Committee. That was it. That was about referring it to the Governance Committee. And that failed, so it has not been referred.
I thought it was Campbell's motion to have it on the agenda.
No, it was Tracy's
motion.
That's
what should have been.
It was Tracy's motion to refer it to the Governance Committee, and that failed.
Okay.
And that failing should be on tonight's agenda.
Yeah.
Point of order, I believe one of the members called a vote on the agenda.
Completely.
Please, let's not handle any further business.
I mean, to me, this is just phenomenal that this is happening. But anyway.
Call the vote on the agenda.
It's already been called, Ken. Afia, please call the roll. This means it will not include Campbell's motion because that wasn't on the agenda. So calling the question on approval of the agenda, a yes vote will approve the agenda in its current format. A no vote will reopen it for discussion and inclusion of other matters.
Well, point of order, Bill.
Bill.
Actually... Campbell's right. He already made this motion, so the motion that's pending before the motion on the question is to deal with Campbell's motion.
That's right.
That it be included in unfinished business?
Yeah. That's where it should be.
Thank
this
you.
Is Tracy with a point of information.
Tracy, please.
I don't mean to discourage Campbell's concern, but the reality of the way that we are structured is that if, in fact, something is referred to committee and passes committee, it will come back on the next PNB agenda considerably further up on the agenda than it will as unfinished business, where things tend to languish for a minimum of 6 to 8 months. So I'm just questioning whether the intent of what's going on here is in fact going to result in the rules being considered sooner rather than later. I think referral to committee is being treated as a way to avoid discussion when it is, in fact, the proper way to get something onto the front of the agenda more quickly.
Madam Chair, may I...
And this is Lydia. Please add
may I speak?
Back.
This is Campbell.
Okay. Go ahead, Campbell. Please keep it brief. Then Lydia. Then let's get to a vote here. Thank you.
I appreciate Tracy's remarks. However, the reality has been that this has languished for 6 months. And it has come out of the committee, and then it was side-railed to another committee, which didn't meet, which, you know, causes a problem. And I think that the more we go along with this, and these are directly related to straightening out our problems with regard to Pacifica's financial situation and putting us on a course that other boards...
Thank you. Thank you. That's not really a point of information. I understand, Campbell, the urgency of what you want to accomplish, okay? It's really a matter of where it's going. Lydia, please.
Yes, there's a large section in Roberts about committees, and one of those sections deals with motions that are referred to committees when the committees do not take them up, it goes back to the General Assembly, number one. And number two, this could be easily resolved by taking a vote, which is now appropriate, to take the vote on Campbell's motion. It passes or it doesn't pass. If it passes, it goes where it goes in the agenda. We may run out of time, but at least it's there back on our plate. Thank you.
Thank you, Lydia. I appreciate the information. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and take the vote on including, was there a second for Campbell's motion to include
second.
Who's the second? I'm sorry, who is the second for Campbell's motion for including this?
I am second.
Is that Andrea?
Yes, it's Andrea.
Thank you, Andrea. Okay.
What is the motion? To place it in
unfinished
business?
Unfinished business, yes. I
see it's stupid, but okay.
Please, let's not have any personal remarks.
Wow.
We may all have our opinions. I have my opinion about taking 25 minutes on this after half an hour of technical difficulties, because we have 35 minutes left in this agenda, and I'm hard-pressed to figure out why I'm spending my life this way, but that's okay. Afia, could you please call the roll on Campbell's motion to include the standing rules under unfinished business? A yes vote will include it under unfinished business for today's as-yet unapproved agenda for the 35 minutes that remain in the time. Thank you. A no vote will mean it is not included in today's agenda. And, of course, you are always free to abstain. Please call the roll.
Ken Aaron?
No.
Teresa Allen? Can't hear you, Teresa.
Yes, I say yes.
Rodrigo Ardueta.
I'll pass him now.
You're passing?
Yes.
Okay. Nia Bediaco.
Yes, for unfinished business.
Wesley Bethune.
Pass.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Lydia Brazon.
Yes.
Renee Bryce Laporte. Can't hear you, Renee. Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
Abstain.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Abstain.
Abstain, thank you. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson. Can't hear you, Campbell.
I'm sorry, I was muted. Yes.
Yvonne Gaza votes yes. Kimmery Orendoff. Can't hear you, Kimmery. Laura Previs.
Yes.
Marcel Reed. Can't hear you, Marcel. Tracy Rosenberg.
Okay, yes.
Dan Siegel.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
No.
Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Marcel Reed.
Yes.
Kimmery Orendoff. Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 yeses. And two no's.
Any abstentions?
And one. I have one abstention.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Okay, so it's an unfinished
business. This is Ken, a point of personal privilege. Could I ask the person who's watching TV to please mute their phone?
Thank you. Again, everyone, please, if you're not currently speaking, #1. And out of courtesy, I would ask that members, when you would like to have something included on the agenda, it would be so helpful if you simply sent me the motions in advance of the meeting date for inclusion on the agenda. And I will happily include them, because that is much more efficient use of all of the members' time and the resources of the foundation paying for the call than to work to amend the agenda when we're actually on the call rather than simply sending the stuff shortly before the agenda. Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Kimmery?
Kimmery, point of information.
Please.
I just want to get the count for the first vote.
Sure. I believe it was 15 yes, 2 no, and was it one or two abstentions, Sophia? I'm sorry.
There was one abstention.
One abstention. 15 yes, 2 no, 1 abstain. We can still hear television in the background, so please, whomever it is, if you're in a noisy environment, or even if you don't think you're in a noisy environment, if you are not currently speaking, please put #1. Thank you. Okay.
Also, Madam Chair, I'm just...
Yes, of course.
For my records, I'd like to keep a record here.
Of course.
The first vote was moving so fast, and it was a little back and forth.
Yes, of course.
It
was,
of the first
it was 7
years.
Yes, it was 9 no, and I do not recall the abstention count. Afia, do you have that? Seven
three.
Yes, three abstentions. Seven yes, 9 no, 3 abstentions, correct?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, very good. Let's move on to approval of the minutes. I presume everyone has seen a copy of the June 9th meeting minutes.
Summer? We have to approve the agenda as amended. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Tracy. It's just been half an hour. I forgot we hadn't done that. Excuse me. Okay. Now, with the agenda as amended, is there any objection to its approval? Any further amendments? And
Without objection.
Thank you. And keeping in mind that at the front end, I did state that there was one error in the phrasing of the Brazone motion and that the amendment to include Monday had not yet been voted upon. So, with that noted. So, if there is no objection... Thank you. Madam Secretary, if you could please mark the agenda as approved.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Carolyn, please.
Yes, thank you. I sent through a segment from Robert's Rules that indicated that the minutes would be approved on the spot and then at the meeting. Have you, and you said you were going to rule on it.
I'm sorry, that the minutes would be approved on what?
At the meeting rather than in advance.
Well, of course they should be approved at the meeting. I'm not understanding what the issue is. You can't approve a minutes in advance because... Oh, you mean because I think that was a Scribner's error that someone had put as approved. I mean, it's illegal to approve things via email. They're not an open meeting. So that's... Is there an objection to the minutes as they currently stand?
I've had several objections, but there were also an objection to the way in which minutes have been approved at the on this board, which is in advance in writing, and the proposal was that they be objected, that they be corrected if there are any objections at the meeting itself rather than in advance. And you were going to look at a ruling of that, an issue ruling on that, or are you going to do that?
Well, I guess I'm not clear. I mean, we send the minutes out in advance so that people can send their corrections back to the secretary. They're not approved, though, until the meeting. We haven't approved any meetings in advance of a meeting before, have we? I mean, not while I've been.
No, I think we're misunderstanding each other. The question was whether or not they were going to be sent out in advance or whether they were going to be corrected on the spot and approved on the spot.
And you're saying there's a problem with sending them out in advance for corrections?
Evidently, that according to the Roberts Rule segment that I sent around to the board and to you, that is not appropriate, and they should be corrected at the meeting. And you said you would look at that ruling on it. I gather you haven't.
I have not. I apologize, Carolyn.
Okay. This is Lydia.
Okay, tremendous noise. I'm not sure where it's coming from. It may be unavoidable, but...
Really noisy. Could you mute yourself, please?
Okay, and Carolyn, so it sounds like you have an objection to then the minutes being distributed in advance for corrections. and that the correction should occur during the meeting, which means that perhaps the minutes will be postponed until the next meeting. Is that? And I will go ahead and research that. But is that at least, am I correctly understanding your objection?
Or Robert? Yes. I don't want to waste time on the meeting now, but yes.
Okay.
My email again, and we'll deal with it. Thank you.
Thank you. Lydia?
Excuse me.
One moment, please. Lydia's next, and I'll gladly take you next.
The corrections are, to my knowledge, are not accepted until the live meeting. This is when we send in our recommended corrections. That's all they are, is a recommendation. So it's interpretive of what Robert has written. So we don't have the authority, obviously, on email to correct the minutes. We use the terminology loosely. We simply recommend that people, and at Carolyn's suggestion, we have noted where on the audio this can be found, and then the secretary verifies, and the correction is not made until the until the meeting.
Thank you, Lydia. Okay, Afia?
I'm not clear about what we've just done. It was my understanding that we had approved the June 9th minutes, and this question that Carolyn is raising followed that approval.
Well, we couldn't have approved the June 9th minutes. We haven't had a meeting since then. I mean, that would be impossible.
In this meeting, the sequence of events was the approval of the June 9th minutes without objection, and then Carolyn raised a second raised this issue.
Well, we haven't approved them.
Following that approval,
we haven't approved them at all, Afia. We're discussing. I asked the question. Was there any objection to them? And Carolyn raised her objection about corrections, but we haven't approved them. So this is the first discussion. You're the third person to speak on the subject.
Bill, we're at time.
Okay. Mia, go ahead.
We spent 5 minutes on minutes, discussing minutes.
Why don't we just extend for a moment so that Mia can speak? And I think there's a great deal of confusion right now, so I'll try to clarify it. Go ahead, Mia.
Yes. I move approval of the minutes with the corrections that were made. I think Carolyn's name was misspelled. Heather's last name should have been A-Y and not E-Y, if memory serves me correctly. So I move approval of the June 9th minutes.
Thank you. Did I hear someone else's voice?
I second.
Okay, it's in second.
Sorry, this is Lydia. I second.
You second. Okay, and just to be clear, from what I'm understanding from what Carolyn is raising, is that before we take a vote on it, but we have an approval, a motion to approve the minutes, is that the corrections, as Lydia also elaborated, are recommended corrections, and that those corrections have to be approved at the meeting where you are also approving the minutes, rather than people inundating the secretary with corrections that he or she has to make, and then that's a de facto, you know, a fait accompli, is that we actually discuss those corrections at the meeting and approve of the corrections as well. But I will double-check that with Robert, because that has not necessarily been how business has been conducted in the past. Is there any objection? Yes.
Okay, I'm not sure which corrections we're talking about. I know Nia sent some, Carolyn sent some. I don't know if anybody else has sent some. So are we talking about incorporating all those corrections?
No, we're talking about Nia's only.
So Carolyn's corrections were left unaddressed?
Yes.
Okay. So is there an objection to approving those minutes until we have a discussion of those corrections? Do we have...
this is Tracy, maybe for the stack, if we have one.
Carolyn, to the stack, please.
Okay. Is there an objection to extending time on this topic for 5 minutes?
Yes. Let's just move on.
Okay. Is there an objection to approving the minutes because there are other corrections which have not been discussed or incorporated?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So there's an objection to approving the minutes. Is there a motion to postpone consideration, or should we just move forward on not approving these minutes? I mean, because we could have further discussion, you know, not on a streaming call. And I'm sorry, I can't hear. There's so much noise.
I will move not to approve the minutes.
You will move not to approve the minutes. Okay. Thank you. All right. I guess that being the case, then we'll have to take a vote on it if there's no motion to postpone consideration until the next meeting. Okay, Afia, will you please call the roll? A yes will approve the minutes, a no will not approve the minutes, and then we will take this up for the discussion between now and next meeting.
Ken Aaron?
Yes, approve.
Teresa Allen? Can't hear you, Teresa. Rodrigo Argueta. Can't hear you, Rodrigo. Nia Bediaco.
Yes.
Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Did you say pass? Did Bethune say pass or yes?
Yes, he
yes.
did.
Yeah, I
thank you.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Renee Bryce Laporte? Can't hear you, Renee. Bill Crozier?
No.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Heather Gray? Can't hear you, Heather.
Heather Gray, yes.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Ifeah Wangaza votes yes. Kimmery Orendorf? Can't hear you, Kimmery.
Yes.
Thank you. Laura Priebus?
Yes.
Thank you. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Abstain.
Dan Siegel?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Abstain.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Thank you. Let's see. Rodrigo, I believe you passed. Still can't hear you.
Hi. Anybody here?
Oh. Okay. Teresa Allen, did you vote? Can't hear you, Teresa. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 yeses. Two noes and two abstentions. Thirteen yeses, two noes, two abstentions. The minutes for June 9th, 2011 are approved.
As amended. Thank you, Madam Secretary. Okay, very good. Let's move on here. Okay, I believe next on, all right, I already, there we go, acknowledgments. Would anyone like to acknowledge anyone? Keeping in mind that we are an hour and 15 minutes into our agenda at this time.
Okay. This is Lydia. Oh,
Kimmery.
Go ahead, Lydia, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed the acknowledge. Never mind.
Okay. It's not necessary for us to acknowledge people at every meeting, really, only if, you know, you feel the need to. So if not, then we can move on through that period of time and through the agenda. Okay, and hearing none at this time.
Kimmery,
go ahead.
Yes, I would like to acknowledge John, Audio Tech, National Audio Tech, for being on our two technology conference calls the last 2 months, even though we didn't have a quorum. He was there to give us some insightful information about some information about teleconferencing, and along with our new reporting data software that the programmers are using right now to update websites of what we're playing on the air, and we gave him some acknowledgement about the new website. So we would like to thank John for some of his hard work that he's doing out there.
Thank you. That would be John Almella.
Right. Okay. I never can remember his name.
Almella, yes. Okay. Thank you so much, Kimmery. Much deserved acknowledgement. Okay. Is there anyone else?
This is Ikea. I would like to express my appreciation to KPFA for its Saturday afternoon programming, which we at WMXP simulcast. It's the kind of programming that is relevant to small, low-power stations, and if developed more of, will meet the needs of the growing number of affiliates that are anticipated from the upcoming window of licensing.
Thank you. Okay, very good. Anyone else? All right. And hearing none, that moves us on to item number 3, Board Chair Report. I've done this in the past. I'm going to do it now. We're an hour and 15 minutes into the agenda, and I would love for us to actually vote on some motions. So,
Can I say something? I got it wrong. It's KPFK. I'm sorry. And it's KPFK.
Oh, no problem. Okay, thank you. I'm sure the Secretary will
I would look at that if...
Okay, so acknowledging KPFK. Okay, thank you. Okay, I guess before, is there anyone else there? All right. Okay, so we're in my portion of time, the board chair report. I frankly can't think of anything sufficiently important enough to say besides moving the agenda along, and I really hope that we're going to get to a point where we get through motions and in a quicker fashion. And just to reiterate that the executive director will not be presenting a report this evening. She was going to try and join us for the end of the call, but I believe she's engaged in important foundation business in terms of meeting with our FCC counsel, and so she will not be giving a report this evening either. And that will move us on to the CFO report, and then we will see where we can get with conducting some business. Thank you.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Please. Go ahead,
yes.
Campbell.
At our last meeting, I had inquired again about which you were going to investigate with regard to appropriate disciplinary actions, and I anticipated that you would be reporting on this. This goes back to our meeting in Houston, and you were going
are we still
to contact
talking about
our
the
general counsel as well as other sources?
I think this is something we could take up in executive session because discipline is not something we tend to discuss in public, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. All right, and I think we can move on to the CFO report. LaVarne, who is recovering from an accident, is here with us this evening to present her report, and then we'll let her go after that. LaVarne, are you ready?
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. I had sent out just we have preliminary numbers for the month of May, and we also had sent out the results of the fund drive, and I resent that, and also I added the information for WBAI. But our results for the month of May, of course, which reflect the fund drive revenue, and that so for year to date. These are all preliminary because we were still making adjustments when I at the time I received the preliminary numbers, but it shows that in terms of comparing to budget, we're actually doing much better than budget. We're about $769,000 better than budget in net income, and the net income for May is May year to date is $1.3 million. But again, let me caution everyone that we are still, we just finished the fund drive. There are fund drives scheduled for short ones in August. We'll still have some revenue coming in June. So we still have really, really have to pay close attention to spending and also continue to improve on our pledge to build.
Slice of white chocolate cheesecake.
I'm sorry, we're hearing background sound. If people could please mute your phone, #1. Please resume.
Thank you very much. So our results here to date, we have $10.7 million in revenue and $1.3 million in income, net income year to date. And compared to budget, the income is about $770,000 better. The budget is $770,000. The variance to budget is about $550,000, is 71%. So these are just the results. You know, and compared to last year, we are really doing much better than last year. Like on net income, we are $1.6 million better in net income than we were at the same time last year. So again, you know what we're trying to accomplish at year end is to have positive income, to have a surplus. And at this point, we have income again of $3 million, and we have some revenue coming in June. We have some fund drives in August, summer drives, and we're going to start PFW drives in September because. At this point, if we look at the results by station, every station has produced positive results to net income with the exception of WBAI. And with WBAI, when Summer referred to Arlene having the conversation with our SEC attorney, we are looking very hard at a topic that has been batted around all over the planet, and that's the WBAI. Rent at Empire State. So we are really aggressively trying to determine what we can do to really mitigate the exposure caused by that contract. So again, it's just summary numbers. I can give it to you in thousands of dollars, which I sent to you, and that's where we are here today. And that would be it. If there are questions, please.
Summer, this is Nia. Summer, are you there?
I'm here. I couldn't get unmuted fast enough. Thank you. Would you like to be on the stack?
Yes, please.
Okay, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. I just got this device. I really haven't had a chance to take a look at it. You talked about what about the expenses? What's the number for our expenses?
I'm sorry, what was the question? This is
how much in payables are there?
How much in payables? These are all preliminary numbers. I don't have those reports yet. So payables probably remain about the same level, which we'll address again. The end of quarter is June. So at that point, we're looking at our income. We still haven't determined the amount of income that we've gotten from the stations for the fund drive. So once we get that, we're still doing the closing, basically, and determining what those results are, the intercompany transfers. So in terms of that, then I can tell you exactly where I think we will be on the payable. I'm too popular today.
Thank you. Next person, is there other questions, other people for the stack?
Hello?
Okay, so at this point, I will, if there are no more questions, I will log off. Anyone can call me if I need to come back on the call. I'm at home.